An ACA.
All right, there we go. Welcome, Lonnie.
Okay. Hi, I'm Lonnie. I'm an addict and I'm an adult child. I have alcoholic and mental illness and a whole lot of other stuff. I say addict because I'm addicted to the stuff in my brain, food, certain foods, drugs, alcohol, the whole gambit. So, yeah, this is just I don't even know if I can read this sentence without crying because I've had such a amazing experience after a very long time of trying to make this happen. And so the sentence that I have been asked to share on is on page 56 in We Agnostics. And it says, he stood in the presence of infinite power and love. He had stepped from bridge to shore. For the first time, he lived in conscious companionship with his creator. So the sentence, he stood in the presence of infinite power and love, is the one I was asked to share on. And my experience has been a lot of program and relapse and coming back into the rooms, and for some reason, just not knowing the big book and knowing that there was something in We Agnostics that I needed that I didn't have. And since that time, I've been through the steps a number of times, and there's a line that's on page 48, and it says, and it's talking about setting aside prejudice, and it says, sometimes this was a tedious process. We hope no one else will be prejudiced for as long as some of us were. And I didn't know I was prejudiced because I was brought up in a religion. I was taught about God. I believed in a God, and I thought I had all of that. And so it took a while to realize how much preconceived notions and prejudice I had as a result of what I grew up with, and that my belief was something that I had been brainwashed with, and that I believed, or I said I believed, because I did not want to burn in hell for eternal damnation. So it was this little part of me who had religious abuse, had abuse at home, all of that. So running my life on fear and running my life on needing to take care of myself. And as we all know, that can't continue. It really can't continue if we're to have recovery. And so I was brought to a state of reasonableness finally after I think I probably was going through Big Book Awakening for maybe the third or fourth time. And I say there it was really an accumulation of a lot of stuff, and I think the guy was working on me for a long time. And I a couple months ago I was in a meeting and a man was sharing, and I'm not a visual person, I'm a kinesthetic person. And so I heard this man share, and all of a sudden I had this visual of when you go to a party and you all have coats and you come in the door and the host or hostess takes your coat and puts them all on a bed, in some room. And that whatever this man shared, I've heard about the layers that we have to have uncovered and all of that. But all of a sudden, it just really hit me. It was like, oh my God, I was at the bottom of that pile of coats. I was at the bottom of that pile of coats, and that God, little by slowly, had to just kept taking me to different places where coat by coat was removed. Coat by coat was removed. And I have to laugh because I had a sponsor a couple years ago, and this page before where it talks about stepping from bridge to shore. And he tried his best to get me to walk over that bridge of reason. And I mean, I swear to God, he was trying to drag me across that shore, and across that bridge. And I just was holding on to my God of intellect, my God of reason, my God of self-reliance, my all of those gods with a small g. And I was trying my best to hold on to all of those. And because I was just so scared of what would life be. And I didn't even know I was doing this because I'm a good girl. I do exactly what you tell me to do. And, give me the formula, let me do it. And I will continue to try to do it. And, it's like, it's all self-reliance. It's not God-reliance. And so I had heard a while back that, I surrendered, surrender, and I was surrendered. And that is definitely true for me, is that just having to let go of all of what I thought that I needed to do in order to recover, in order to have this relationship that I heard you people talking about. And I would hear you talking about it, and in my head, I'd be like, oh my God, I think that they're exaggerating. Or I don't think that this is ever going to happen for me. And or maybe I'm not interpreting this properly, and maybe it's just whatever. I just and I say when I read this that I definitely have, I have the experience of this infinite, this presence of this infinite power and love. And, I believe there are dark forces that work in the spiritual realm in addition to positive forces. And I know that if it's not the voice of love, it's not the voice of God. And so when those voices come in and start telling me stuff like, I'm not enough, or I'm not doing it right, or just that kind of stuff, today I can turn away from that darkness. And so, we learn in Big Book Awakening that we've lost power, choice, and control, and that we need access to that power in order to be able to recover. And so that is that infinite power and love that we're talking about. And so the bridge to shore thing, I just didn't quite get it until the last time, last couple of times. When I started looking at my adrenaline addiction, my ACA stuff, my just all that stuff that connected me to that little girl who decided that she was gonna run her life and that it was a matter of life and death in order, to figure out a way to do this and then to do it over and over and over and over again. And in spite of having negative results. And so that, especially the last time that I went through the process, I just knew that I had to let go. And God is the one that enabled me to let go. And I love the transcription that we write on the bottom of page 55, which says, do I believe I can find the great reality within myself if I search fearlessly? And I do believe that God is deep down within me, and As I was saying, all those layers were covering that up. And but he always has been present there and always leading me along the way. And it is indeed miraculous that this person that I am today can live a life that is not tortured by obsessing and worrying and controlling and fixing and just to have that deep sense of it's okay. I have this source of power inside of me that the source of power inside of me that will solve all of my problems. And it
Yes.
does. Okay, thank you. And it doesn't mean that I won't have problems, and it doesn't mean that I'm not gonna turn away from that source, but I don't spend a whole lot of time in that. And so the rest of this transcription says, do I believe that God reveals himself to me as I reveal myself to me? And and I think it takes a lot of courage for us to go through this process and to be honest enough, humble enough, open-minded enough, willing enough to reveal ourselves to ourselves. Because there's just, there's just so much pain in that sometimes, and there's just so much fear in that. But it's a thing that needs to happen. And for me, that that was just so important. And it's like you don't know what you don't know until you know it. And fortunately, God shows you. And so the whole thing about the stepping from bridge to shore, it, the other part of it was they talk in here about walking on the broad highway with everybody. And I was like, I don't want to walk on the broad highway with you people. I don't trust you. I'm afraid of you. And but then at the same point inside of me, just having this longing to belong. And so it's like that being stuck between a rock and a hard place. And there is the surrender is okay, so I am on this highway with you folks. And sometimes I'm scared, sometimes I don't quite trust, but I do have this source of light and power that I can trust, who is the one that enables me to not live my life as if I need to protect myself from all kinds of things that really aren't there. And it all those old messages about the way that I should lead my life in order for me to feel safe. So after this, it says our friend's cornerstone was fixed in place. And so, I say good for him that he had this white light experience and that he was, changed. But I also say, good for me that it finally happened. And I know that there it's just like this reality switch that my old reality is not the reality that I live in today. And it continues because I have this old foundation that was really pretty, pretty weak, and I continue to have a new foundation built, and I have a higher power that enables me to do that. So I guess that's all I have to share, and I am looking forward to hearing other shares. Thanks.
Thank you, Lonnie. Beautiful share. Thank you. Lots of good nuggets in there. Yes, isn't that something? Sometimes the lines in the book just make you want to cry. It really is so moving when we know that truth. We're now going to open up the meeting for sharing and for questions to anyone from anyone, and please limit your shares to under 4 minutes. So the topic for tonight's meeting is We Agnostics, the infinite power and love, or being in the presence of the infinite power and love. If you've not done the work related to this topic or step as done through the Big Book Awakening, or you're not abstinent, we ask that you limit your sharing to questions only. It's a crossfire meeting, so you can ask questions. And if you're newer to this meeting or Big Book Awakening, we'll reserve some time at the end of the meeting for you to introduce yourself and share if you wish, so that we can get to know you a little bit. So now it is time for those who have recovery to share with us, and then we'll open it up afterwards. Who would care to share? Cindy, go ahead.
Hi, Cindy. I don't like to say that I'm recovered chaos creator, because I feel like I'm not. And this experience that Lonnie's having, and that I see others having, I just feel like I beg God for that every day. And I'm doing a 30-day app called Pause, and it's like it's utilizing the tools that I am learning in this program, and I really think that I can't reveal to myself the things I need to see. And I want to. I just feel like I'm so busy looking at what's wrong with me all the time, or letting other people tell me what's wrong with me, and then thinking they're right and I'm a terrible person. And when is God going to finally do something that, you know, that I'm going to be able to cry and say, "Oh my gosh, I'm experiencing this incredible love." Because I just have not, and I just long for it. And I guess that's what I have. I do due diligence, spending time with God, sharing my experience, strength, and hope with others. Doing what it says in the Big Book. And I just, I don't know whether I'm experiencing God and I'm just not seeing it, or I'm expecting some physical, tangible thing that is not possible, or I just don't know. But I just see other people getting this peace, and thank you. I'll just wrap it up. I just really ask God for that all the time, and practice the affirmations of God's love. So anyway, thank you for listening. I'm sorry that I'm not in there with the pic of me. You can't see me because I don't know what's wrong with my computer, but it won't. I can't turn my video on. So anyway, thank you for listening.
Thanks, Cindy. Go ahead, Brandy.
Morning. I'm Brandy, controller, fixer, chaos creator, codependent. Wow, Lonnie, thank you so much for the share. And Judith, thank you for sharing. Jeff, I'm so glad you asked Lonnie to share. Today was perfect. It was so great. Yeah, so time myself. There we go. Okay. So this idea, I also kind of want to cry when I read that he stood in the presence of infinite power and love. And the words infinite power and love, all capitalized. And that just hits me in my heart in a deep way. And when we were reading, do I believe I could find the great reality within myself if I search fearlessly? And I love there it says fearlessly. It doesn't say painlessly. It also doesn't say that we get to do it now. And it also doesn't say that I don't get to watch everyone else do it at a different rate or in a different way. It also doesn't say that I get to choose how that search goes. Because I find that many times when I'm working the steps through and through, I want to choose what that search looks like. And I want it to be fast because I don't want to feel the pain. That's part of my disease. I don't like to suffer. And I like to get focused on my suffering. That's my disease as well. I love to just spin myself into a loop about the suffering I've had in the past. And not that it's not worthy. It is. It's just that that suffering has given me lessons and gotten me closer to God. So it's this interesting aspect. And so then there's this part about the reality within. And so it's interesting. I find that when I get in the disease, I have a very hard time of discerning what's truth and reality and fact and what's not. And I get real confused real fast, and I can spin into that. And this idea that the great reality, all in capitals, great and reality, is within me. And that concept of the idea that God is within me, and that God is everyone and God is everything, yet God is nothing. And it's in the nothing that God is, and that is where everything is. I read the next question thinking that, like, do I believe that God reveals himself to me as I reveal myself to me? Well, if God is within me and I'm revealing myself, I'm revealing God within me. And so it's this really beautiful thing that, like, I have a spiritual teacher that says that we are God, I am God, to the extent that I know God, and that Jeff is God to the extent that Jeff knows God, and you are God to the extent that you know God. And it's this aspect that when I get in that state of inability to discern, into that state of suffering, into that state of my disease, it blocks the sunlight for me to see the God within me. So it was always there, and it's in all of us still. But this idea that I don't get to see and experience it until I fearlessly do this work, however God may have me do, which is like this new realization that I'm sitting with, that then leads us to this idea that I love this statement, his change of heart was dramatic, convincing, and moving. And then we go to this statement that he stood in the presence of infinite power and love, all in capitals. And then it goes on to say that thus was our friend's cornerstone fixed in place. So it's this idea that in doing this fearless searching, I find the God within. I get to see the sunlight of the Spirit that was already there. And now I can see the cornerstone clearly with discernment on what my life now and moving forward is. It's just, I don't know, this very interesting place. And it's such a great blessing that we have these teachings in this book, these instructions around.